with Endscreen Media, and I'm talking with Paul Hastings, who is SVP of Sales for WIP Media. Paul, welcome.
Hi, Colin. Thank you very much for inviting me along.
Now, one of the most difficult things that the content providers have these days is figuring out the right distribution paths and the right distribution destinations for their content. And WIP Media has a product that will really help them figure that out. But maybe we're getting a little bit of ahead of ourselves. So why don't you tell us about WIP Media, and then we'll talk about how you can help people optimize distribution.
Yes. So WIP Media is a business that has been set up to solve the problem that we're going to be talking about in the coming couple of minutes. Basically, we provide services to both content owners and distributors and operators to manage the flow of VOD content from one side of the business to the other. The important element that we're adding to that mix, and what we'll be discussing over the course of this interview, is the magic dust that is data to help enable that process to become much more efficient on both sides, both for buyers and for sellers.
And of course, data is revolutionizing the content industry. So first of all, where does that data come from?
So we own a product called the TV Time app. And the TV Time app is the world's most popular and most used tracking app for TV and movie content. We have over 120,000 TV series and 140,000 movies in there. And basically it's an app that allows people to be able to keep track of all of the different pieces of content that they're watching across all the various different digital and physical platforms that they have. So whether or not you're watching on Netflix, you're watching on Amazon, you're watching on your Sky set-top box or your pay TV provider, or even if you're watching movie content, hopefully at some stage reasonably soon in the cinema, you can basically keep track of which movies and which TV series you have watched and which episodes you've watched up to. The important part of that, in addition to just keeping track of it, people are also asked to and will willingly volunteer effectively review information about what's happening within that, or how those particular episodes are making them feel. So ratings out of 5, who was their favourite actor, what device did they watch it on, what platform did they watch it on, how did an episode or a film make you feel? Did it make you feel happy, sad, upset, puzzled? And all of this data comes back to us, and we are able to aggregate those literally billions of interactions that we have with over 16 million users of the app in 100 countries around the world to build a really complex and sophisticated map of content affinities, so that we can very quickly understand which piece of content is similar to another piece of content. And that particular data set is something that is available to a wide range of our customers already. So we're working with people like NBC, we're working with people like CBS, we're working with some of the very largest streaming platforms in the world who are making use of that data. And the really smart part of that is how we're now pulling that into the workflow tools that we at WIP Media have as a result of our acquisition of a company called MediaMorph. So MediaMorph has been working with all of the Hollywood majors for many years in helping with the distribution of their avails and the distribution and the performance tracking of their content to over 1,000 digital platforms around the world. And then we also work with operators, people like Vodafone, people like Deutsche Telekom, Magenta, AT&T, Charter, to facilitate the ingest of that VOD content. Now, what we're doing now, and it's really exciting part, is bringing those two pieces together. So instead of that workflow engine that MediaMorph historically has provided, has been a very efficient tool for progressing content through that the pay TV chain, what we're adding now is the data put through a machine learning and an AI process to allow us to create what we call the demand score. So that when those avails are being published by a content owner, or a piece of content is being evaluated by an by an operator before they license it, it has a score between 1 and 100, which will effectively predict the performance of that piece of content on a particular platform, in a particular territory, within a particular business model. So you can start to see that there's a way for content distributors to understand which content is going to perform most likely effectively on a particular platform in advance of trying to sell it. So rather than just pushing your whole catalog at everybody, you can really tailor the packages that you're proposing to operators. And then from the operator's side, they can start to hand pick the ideal content from a huge range of content providers as to the content that is most likely to perform well before they license it. So they're not actually having to spend the money to see whether or not something is going to be effective. You can make some very good decisions prior to actually licensing that content.
And sometimes that shows up really quite surprising results where you would think content might be popular somewhere. It's popular in one region, but ends up not being interesting at all to another, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you have the global view that we have through the TV time data, you do see some very surprising anomalies and an understanding that pieces of content, even though we're getting a more and more global content market. So, you know, I think we've all recognized in the last 5 years that there's a willingness in traditionally conservative markets. And the UK, I would put in that, where we haven't often been particularly accepting of subtitled content or dubbed content. Seen some huge successes in pay TV services here in the UK where that content's being delivered. But that is not necessarily the case all the time. So we see a large number of cases where the top 10 shows, say, in the United States, with all of the marketing power that the studios and the major distributors have behind them, you would expect those top 10 shows to perform spectacularly well around the globe. We see examples where, for a variety of reasons, that is not necessarily the case. And it might be that you've got the wrong... that content has been placed on the wrong platform, so you might want to reappraise where you're distributing that content for best effect. It might be that it's being marketed badly. It may well be that there is just a cultural dissonance that means that content doesn't work in that particular market.
Right.
But without the information, without the data, you can't take any steps to either change or improve the performance of that content in those markets. So it's really valuable information that I think every studio should be looking for.
Yeah, and it sounds, as you say, it has application both for the content providers and for the service providers, because they can figure out content that they have been approached to license. They can figure out ahead of time if that will work. And similarly, a content provider can figure out a market where their content could be particularly applicable, right?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that has become apparent over the last few years is that the whole of the pay TV, and I use the term in its broadest sense, you know, the content business has been transformed with the introduction of the global streamers, the introduction of new AVOD platforms to sit alongside TVOD and EST platforms. All of that, the business model has changed, the infrastructure has changed. The one thing that hasn't changed is the licensing process itself. And you've now gone from a scenario when historically a content licensee or a licensee who is trying to buy content might be trying to fill one channel, two channels of content 20 years ago. Whereas now you're actually saying, I need a streaming platform and I need 20,000 hours of content. So the only way that you can start to, nobody can eyeball, no team can eyeball and make a subjective decision about 20,000 hours of content on your platform to get the best content from all around the world in markets that you're not familiar with. The only way you can do that is using data. And that's what WIP Media is able to do for both studios and for operators using the demand score that we've created.
It seems like an incredibly timely time to deliver such a product, because with the globalization of media that we're seeing, you know, you need these tools. I talked with SphereX last week about their cultural tool. This is another tool that content providers can really use to optimize the distribution of their content, can't they?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. There is a timeliness about this, and when we explain what we're doing, everyone says, "Well, God, that's a fantastic idea." No, I don't think anybody thinks it's a bad idea. And the first question is, "Well, why hasn't anybody done it before?" And the main reason is that they don't have access to the primary data sources that we do. Right. So it's actually a result of some very far-sighted planning on behalf of our chief exec and founder, who has brought together some best of breed companies where the end result is greater than the sum of the parts. So you need to have all of these components working in sync for the solution, which everyone agrees is a great idea, to work. You have to have all the pieces and all the cogs connected and working alongside each other.
Very good. So I mean, it seems to me like the future looks pretty bright with the expansion of globalization of media, right?
Absolutely. There is an acceleration. Everybody who we are talking to, both who are selling content and those who are buying content, they are all looking for ways of increasing the efficiency and the efficacy of their budget. So everybody has a limited budget. They want to find the right content for the right audience. And data and the demand score from WIT Media is the way that we see as an offering to the market as a solution that can be delivered tomorrow.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you'll come back and tell us about some of the applications of your demand score in the coming months, Paul. This has been a fascinating conversation. Thank you for joining us.
Lovely. Thanks for having me, Colin.
Thank you. This has been Colin Dixon with Endscreen Media.